Look who we have here. You are exactly what I needed. Oh, this is a surprise. I was hoping you'd have a little more fighting in. Usually I don't mind my daughters having a bite of our food, but I'm interested in keeping this one. I treat it by his gunner. It isn't too much often we have a man around here. Sometimes I wish I got someone to change the size of the doorways to accommodate my height. Ah, you are awake. I'm glad I didn't make you die of fright back there. Excellent question, my dear. I am Lady Alcina Dimitrescu, the Countess of Castel Dimitrescu and ruler of this part of the kingdom. I suppose you're wondering what I want from you, am I correct? Well, it's quite simple. As you've seen, me and my daughters have been using women as livestock. But luckily for you, I have something better in mind that I think you'll enjoy. I can see that you're shocked by my natural height. I know, my arms and legs seem to go for miles, don't they? And even designed this dress for my large frame. You're not the first, and you definitely won't be the last to witness a countess such as myself. What I have in mind for you is that I want to have a slave. Not just any regular slave, a slave that can fulfill my desires. Thankfully, one of my daughters captured you and brought you here. It's a good thing I caught you when I did. Such a nice body you have. Yes. A pleasure slave. From now on you are a servant of mine and you will do everything I tell you. If you value your life, I promise I'll make your time with me a pleasant and positive experience, best I can. However, I won't hesitate to remind you of your place. What you have seen of me and my daughters is merely a taste, and we've been getting away with this for over 70 years. So don't get any ideas that the police or some fool will eventually come and save you. Yeah, we are old enough to be your grandparents. We've been blessed with eternal youth as well as many other benefits. Some you can see right before you, and others I've yet to show you. I'm sorry I'm so cold, but I'm sure you'll get used to it. Your body's so warm and smooth. All that sweet crimson pumping through your body. You're so lucky I'm letting you live. If you behave yourself and our relationship blossoms into something more, I may consider making you one of us through the ritual that transformed me and my daughters. Oh, don't worry, be so small compared to me. If there were any other men of my size, I wouldn't pick them. Because that wouldn't be any fun to control. Nothing gets me off more than having someone at my mercy. What I'm having you wrap it around my finger like the helpless that you are is such a great power trip for me. Don't even get me started on the women we kill. Oh, there's screams of pain and anguish followed by this sweet blood. You're quite fortunate that me and my daughters had dinner before I came in here. I'm surprised you know about Elizabeth Báthory. She's definitely an inspiration to us. Especially my daughter, who slices people's faces for the pettiest reason. You're fortunate that I have you safe, far away from them. As much as with my Báthory, the story of her bathing in a young woman's blood to keep her youth is a mere rumor. She didn't practice any satanic ritual on vampirism, just a delightful serial killer who got away with it because of her noble status. However, unlike her, we have been getting away with it for decades longer. We don't kill simply for pleasure, we do it because we need the blood of virgin women to create our family red wine. We call Sanguis Virginis. Are you familiar with Latin? It is Latin for maiden's blood, such a heavenly wine. We also mix it with an aphrodisiac that really gets your carnal needs going. Perhaps next time I will bring you some. Remember you're at a point where you do everything I tell you. If I want you to drink our wine, you will drink it. Unless you want me to get experimental with your blood instead. I'm glad I killed the last of your defiance. So, with all of this in mind, are you still making a plan to escape, or do you hope someone will save you? What a choice, my dear. And make sure that you won't regret this. You seem to be liking this already. It's been a very long time since a man has seen me like this. I may not be the average beautiful vampire you see in entertainment, but I think I'm good looking enough. I mean, my teeth are as big as your head. Why, thank you, my dear. I always loved the idea of flattening someone with my body. Even stepping on them to show my dominance. Now, remove my bra and panties. There are going to be times where I will be taking some blood from you, the old-fashioned way. And there will be nothing you can do to stop me. But I promise not to make it painful, little one. I feel someone is getting excited against my chest. Since I unchained you, it's time for my first command. Undress me. Apologies for my dress being so long. Now let me remove your clothing. Oh, don't worry, there's a lot of spare clothes you can use when we're done. Don't be embarrassed, my dear. You have a great body. And this cock is definitely serviceable. Now, come here and suck my tits. Ah, oh, that's it. Keep going and don't stop until I tell you. You have a nice ass too. Do you like pegging? I see that you men are still ashamed of this. I didn't think after all this time people were still shaming others for their harmless kinks. No worries. Here you will not be shamed for what you like, because everyone is into nasty stuff, whether they like it or not. You're quite a great sucker. Stop. Now, make your way down to my pussy while giving my stomach and tight kisses. Oh, love it. God, I can't wait to do this with you. I love making messes out of my slaves. Let's hope you can last longer than the previous ones. You're a good kisser. Maybe next time I should make you worship my body from head to toe. No, I don't expect you to make me scream, but I want you to do anything you can to make me come. Again, do not stop until I tell you. Oh, fuck. Oh my. Oh, not bad so far. Imagine when I get a red wine to your system. You'll probably make me scream then. So fucking eager, my dear. Oh, I like it. I can feel your cock licking. Keep this up and I give you a blowjob you'll never forget. Ah, fuck yeah. Eat a pussy like your life depends on it. Revel in the fact I made you my slut. I'll give you nothing but pleasure as long as you behave. Yeah. Make your mistress come. Make this heavy vampire witch spray everywhere. Ah! 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 Ah, stop, stop. Get up here and kiss me. Made the right choice after all. God, I'm definitely letting you drink my wine. I can already feel you ripping stronger orgasm out of me with his mouth. Now it's my turn. You like that I'm so much bigger than you? Well done. In some dark twist, I must be the woman of your dream. It's the same for me. I always wanted that puny little man to control and fuck him into oblivion every day. I honestly didn't think there was such a thing as a submissive man. The times we ever encounter men, we have to scare, beat, or torture them into submission. But you... Don't move. You taste so good. Such a nice cock you have. I will have to teach you how to edge for me. I could suck your cock all goddamn day. Imagine all the incredible fun we'll have together. Every day. Being deep in my pussy, having this cock mush between my giant teeth, and up in my ass. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Answer me. That's what I thought. and you will be on your back taking all of my pussy and ass on this bed like the submissive little stud you are. You can have all of it every fucking day as long as you do everything I tell you like a good boy. Look at you. That's how I like my boys. A drooling mess loving every word that comes out of my mouth. Ah, this ball, so goddamn good. Feeling how it come just for me. Your pre-cunt is so good. I will even fuck you in front of my daughters and make them watch as I reveal in the fact that it will never hurt you unless I say so. Give me your cum. Delicious. Now get on all fours. What am I doing? Oh, I'm preparing your ass so I can break you in. Oh wow, look at my clit. Yeah, it's one of my many benefits to being a vampire. Since you said you enjoy pegging, I knew I just had to try this on you. Impressive, isn't it? 10 inches of thick solid cock. I always got off the idea of fucking a man, and now I finally have someone who actually enjoys it. I really do like having your ass eaten up like this. You're so fucking perfect. It's so fucking sexy how these cheeks bouncing and jiggle. Lube up my cock, little boy. I never thought I'd seen the day when a man would actually lube my cock with no hesitation. I didn't have to threaten you to do it. Would you suck my cock if I told you? My god, incredible, the fortune would smile upon the both of us. Even the inside of your ass cheeks feel nice. Oh. You ready? Oh fuck, you're so tight. Oh, such a great ass. I'm going to destroy it. Knowing that I'm gonna pound this ass every day and night is so mud-watering. Oh fuck yeah. I completely broke you in. You even like it when I roughly pull your hair. I'm so glad I caught you before you ran out of here. I would have had another lonely night with my fingers on my hand. Such a good boy taking all my cock like a bitch. Fucking love slamming this ass. Oh yeah. I'm gonna come straight at that tight ass. Ah, yes! Yes! Ah! Such a great way to mark you, my boy slut. Let me bait you with my calm little man. Now you're mine to do whatever I wish. Every single inch of you. God, it feels so good finally having a willing cunt dumpster. Oh, there's something wrong? I'm sorry you saw that. I got so lost in the pleasure accidentally changed. Well, at least my nails didn't elongate, otherwise I would have deeply cut you, so everything is fine. Come here. It was amazing. Such a great start with your service here. Lay back with me. Oh no, the pillow are mine to use. My tits are your pillow. Ah, you're to sleep on me as long as you follow my orders. It's been so long since I felt a man's body hit against my tits. Good night, my new slut slave. Oh, one more thing, slave. When I awake, I want you to give me a blowjob. I tend to have a big case of morning wood or drench your pussy, so you help me out with that would be great. Don't call me that. I want you to address me as mommy, do you understand? Good boy. Good night, slave.